Michelle is working as a barmaid at the Bull for a day or two during her holidays, and last night, Sid showed her round the cellar.
I had no idea you had a cellar this size, Sid.
It's nothing to what they got at Grey Gables.
I wouldn't know. Angus used to try and get me down there, but I wasn't having any.
How?
He ran away with Kathleen Murphy in the end. I wouldn't go down in a cellar with a bloke I couldn't trust.
Well, quite right, Michelle. The alcoholic fumes can be overpowering, eh? How are things at Nightingale Farm?
Oh, same as ever.
Ah? I've often wondered what it's like living in a commune.
What? Well, there's only me and Neil. And all he cares about are his pigs.
It's not what it's cracked up to be, then.
Oh, there you are, Sid.
Ah, yes. Yes, just showing Michelle what's what.
Well, it's nearly opening time and we need 3 dozen light ales in the Plowman's.
Oh, better go and make sure my ashtrays are clear.
That's all right, Michelle. It's all seen to.
Oh, I'll just check. It's great having a bar all of my own. I only give the beer pumps a good polish.
Well, she's keen enough.
Oh, she takes a pride in her work. I don't think Jack Woolley appreciates her the way he should.
Sid?
Yeah?
Do you think he's been behaving a bit peculiar this last couple of days?
How do you mean?
He keeps sniffing round the place asking questions. How much we pay the cleaners, what our weekly turnover is.
Yeah, you know Jack Woolley.
Well, something's going on. He stopped me outside Martha's this afternoon. Asked what sort of markup we had on soft drinks and peanuts.
Yeah, he's to shine a professional interest, Polly. Hey, now, come on, or we'll be setting Michelle a bad example.
Well, according to Jethro, the rats were settling down in Walter's cottage, ready for a hard winter. He said there was one as big as a cat nesting under the cistern.
Oh, poison will soon get rid of them. And then all he has to do is to fill the holes with broken glass.
Oh, really?
Rats hate glass. They used to put it under the foundations of cottages at one time to stop them burrowing under.
I don't think it'd help much in this case, Phil. I think Walter lets them in through the door and gives them saucers of milk. His sight's so bad he thinks they're squirrels and hedgehogs.
Oh, rubbish, Jill. He just plays the giddy goat for some reason best known to himself. His eyes aren't so bad when he wants them to be.
I don't think that's quite fair. Oh,
I suppose you think I ought to give in to her.
What?
Well, Shula and this skiing holiday.
Phil, you're treading the path of thousands of fathers before you. When your daughter's 12, you stop her wearing lipstick. When she's 14, you only let her go out with other girls. When she's 16, she's got to be in by 11.
Well, what's unreasonable about all
that? Nothing. Except that every year her independence gets greater and your parental authority gets less.
I don't know what time I'll be in. Can you leave the outside light on?
Yes, of course.
Do I look all right?
Not for a Band of Hope meeting, no.
Mum?
You look lovely. I hope it's a decent film.
Thanks. Bye. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye. Be good.
Oh, I always am. At least Simon seems to think so.
Now, just what did she mean by that?
Nothing. Now, don't be silly, Phil.
If she thinks I'm going to put up...
Can't you see she's teasing you?
But she can't be back. She only went on Tuesday.
I've just been talking to her. Told her how his supper went.
Blimey, Tom. Fancy being rich enough to fly to the Channel Islands just for a 2-day break.
Oh, Peggy ain't rich, Sid.
Ooh, richer than I'll ever be. Mind you, Tony went flying off, didn't he?
Oh.
The next minute, Ralph had given him a farm and set him up for life.
What I hear, he can't raise the money to move in.
Perhaps that's why Peggy Archer went down there, trying to talk Ralph into coughing up the extra.
Sid, I hope you're not letting Michelle do all the work in the Plowman's.
No, I'm just watching her from time to time, see how she copes under stress, Polly. Look, you just leave things to me.
But she's back at Grey Gables on Monday. You've got to play fair with the kid.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll go and have a word with her.
You know, Polly, I can't get used to this bar without Nora. Doesn't seem right, somehow.
It was her decision, Mr. Forrest.
Mr. Woolley was saying he's been helping you find a replacement.
Yeah. Sid asked him to look over the letters of application, and he hasn't left us alone since. Here. He's not going to marry Peggy Archer, is he?
Do what?
What's the only explanation I can think of? Him checking on all her goods and chattels before he makes an offer of matrimony through his solicitor.
Oh, don't start spreading that sort of rumour, Polly. Hey, come on, give us another half.
Oh, Michelle, slowly does it. Slow and steady.
That's the way I've been doing it, Sid.
2 pulls for a pint, Michelle. You shouldn't have needed another little pull the way you did just then, huh? jacuzzin at the little pool means you've spilled.
I know. Alec.
Yeah. Now, hold the glass dead straight. Then I'll just put my hand over yours and show you.
I'm very grateful for everything you're doing, Sid.
Well, come on. It don't take all night to show her how to pull a pint.
Polly!
Here, Michelle. Let me show you.
Oh, thanks.
Glass under the tap, shoulders back, and heave like hell. That's all there is to it.
Good heavens. We didn't expect you home for hours.
I know.
Your mum's having a bath. Did you enjoy the film?
We didn't go.
Oh?
We just sat and talked. The bookings for the skiing party have to be in next week.
I see.
I thought you might have changed your mind.
I'm afraid not.
Oh. Right then.
Look, Shula, I know you think I'm old-fashioned, but your mum and I have a responsibility towards you, whether you like it or not.
Oh, Dad!
Look, for goodness sake, we've got to teach you some sort of moral standards.
I'm 19!
I know you're 19. You've kept telling me every hour for the last 2 days, but Elizabeth isn't. And I won't have her growing up in the sort of family...
Oh, Dad, stop it! You're not being fair. Elizabeth isn't involved in this.
Oh, thank heavens.
And by the time she's 19, she'll probably find this kind of talk so ridiculous she'll fall about laughing.
All right. Standards are falling apart. All the more reason why some of us should make an effort.
Dad, it's a skiing holiday, not some sort of orgy.
That's enough, Shula. You must see that I can't agree to you going off with some bloke we know nothing about.
That's your
some
fault.
Some casual boyfriend who's got no responsibility.
I suppose if we were engaged, it would be all right.
You what?
If we were going to get married, it would be acceptable. I suppose that's where you draw the moral line these days.
Now, wait a minute.
It's all right. We're not going to do anything that stupid. But I can't stay here any longer.
Shula.
I'm moving into Borchester. Not with Simon. Two girls I know share a flat, and they say I can move in with them.
You mean you'd move out? Just because you can't get your own way?
I've got to fight for myself, stand on my own feet, take my own decisions.
All right. That's what you want.
Oh, I know you don't think I mean it, but I do. I've talked to the girls, and it's all arranged. I'll have to share a bedroom, but I won't mind that. And the rent's only £6 each, which isn't much these days.
Shula, when is all this going to happen?
Tomorrow. There's no point in wasting time. I'll come back for lunch on Sunday and tell you all about it.
I suppose Simon Parker's put you up
to this. Oh, he's got nothing to do with it, Dad!
Well, of course he has, ever since you met him.
For goodness sake, you must have heard the phone ringing.
What?
Luckily, I'd just come down to make some cocoa.
Who was it?
It was Brian. Jennifer started labour, and he's taking her straight off to the maternity home.
Get up!
Hey?
OUT out in this minute!
Who's that with there?
And if you ever dare lay hands on me again, I'll have you thrown in jail.
Yeah, all right. If you've got no sense of humour, I can't help it.
Out, all of you.
All right, we're going.
Take your filthy leather jackets and your greasy long hair and your stupid fat grins and get out of here.
Oh, she's got the voice for it. She's definitely got the voice.
You'd have a sore throat for the next fortnight.
Jumped up little neck.
Do you want me to call the landlord?
Yeah.
Or are you going?
Hold on, steady.
Frightened of them, are you?
Huh? Yeah, oh, of course not.
Come on.
I just don't like the way they sit in a row picking their teeth with carving knives.
Didn't seem to have much trade tonight, apart from those Hells Angels.
Hells Angels? They're just the yibbit and yobs. Never got higher than cherubims, they didn't.
I don't think they'll be back in a hurry.
I've been meaning to sort them out myself one of these days.
I hope you didn't mind me interfering, Sid.
No, not at all. Only if they started flicking peanuts down my... Well, whatever, I'd have reacted like that.
Glad to see you're giving satisfaction, Michelle. I'll have another scotch and water.
Sorry, Mr. Woolley, if that clock's right, we're closed.
Hey, you'll be ridiculous.
I'm afraid I don't serve drinks after hours in my bar.
Your bar? What do you mean, your bar?
It's funny. She's really taken to working here.
Just a novelty, that's all. Don't carry that, Michelle. I don't want you off sick with a strained back on Monday.
I closed the plan, Sid. Oh, Mr. Woolley, you here again?
Just called for a quiet drink. Surprised you're not doing more trade.
The dart team's playing away.
Oh, you mean it isn't typical?
Do you want to inspect our books, Mr. Woolley?
Me? Why should I? Certainly not.
I mean, after all the questions you've been asking, you're obviously ready to take the place over.
I've my hands full already with Grey Gables, so don't you go saying I'm interested. Besides, it isn't officially on the market yet.
Aye? What do you mean, isn't on the market?
Can't even be sure it will be.
You don't mean this place is for sale?
Peggy Archer's selling to you?
Oh, no. Can't I ever work for anyone but him?
I'm not saying a word. You ask her yourselves. Don't bang that soda siphon about, Michelle. Those gilt mirrors got a fortune to replace.
Come on, eat it up for goodness sake.
Mm, don't snatch my plate, I haven't finished.
You haven't time, Jenny.
Brian, I am not going to that place without a good meal. Oh, get me some pudding.
Pencil, paper, contraction at 11:13.
Everything under control?
Well, that's only 12 minutes since the last one. Come on, Jenny.
Oh, shout at me like that and I will.
Hello. You all right?
Oh, yes. What's the matter with you, though, Shula?
Nothing.
Yes, there is. You've been crying.
Jenny!
Oh, go and start the car.
Well, all right, but don't be long.
My case is on the landing.
I'll go and get it.
Yeah. The road should be clear. There's a touch of mist and nothing to worry about.
Oh, it's just as well it's come early. If Brian had mentioned the true joys of motherhood once more, I'd have jumped on him. Oh, can you pass my coat, Phil?
Yeah.
It looks as if it'll be a 4 o'clock job.
Yeah. Well, Shula'll stay on here.
What's she upset about? A skiing holiday?
Yes, but...
Oh, Jill told me. You know, you're going to lose. Oh,
it's all right for you to say that, Jennifer.
Look, you've got to let me speak. I'm a pregnant mother. What would you say if she was at university and wanted to go on holiday with her friends?
Oh, it's hardly the same.
You mean she's more of a child because she's living at home? You can't win, Phil, honestly.
I think you'd better go, Jennifer. Brian's waiting.
Yes, all right.
Remember, Brian, you ring up the moment you have any news.
I will. Oh, there's Jenny's pear and almond flan in the top oven.
What? Oh, get me some. I can eat it on the way. Hey, hold on.
Bye.
Bye. Well, you've moved away from home a bit sooner than you expected.
Yes. Are you staying for some pear and almond pudding?
It's a bit late for me. I'll get back to your mum.
Oh, it's lovely and peaceful.
Yes, you'll find it a bit different in Borchester. Won't be able to do as much riding. Still...
Oh, I'm sorry I lost my temper, Dad. I mean, I'm still going, but we might as well be friendly about it.
I've been thinking about your holiday. I've put up as good a fight as can be expected in this day and age.
Oh?
I won't stand in your way. Why, it's stupid you paying rent in Borchester when you've a perfectly good room at home.
Oh, Dad, thanks.
I don't approve, mind.
No, of course not, and I respect your attitude.
Oh, come on. We'll make some of Jennifer's real coffee.
Oh, yes. You know you want some pudding, really. But there's still one problem. Just a little one.
What?
It's money. You see, the exchange rate's so awful.
No.
Dad, I'd pay you back.
Not a penny.
But my salary's so low and my health subscription's
I will not subsidise you and Simon Parker gallivanting round Austria.
Dad, at least you might listen. My car tax is due next month. If you'll just let me explain.
Thank you.